So, Pat DeGraffenried, welcome.
It's good to be here. It's good to be among the living again. It really is good to be here. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of the show this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Well, we always enjoy it when you come by because you have so many exciting things always going on at the Enterprise Center, 1922 South Martin Luther King Drive. And it's a great place for growing businesses because you have the business incubator there, and you've got the shared kitchen there, the only one in the county, and one of few in the region. So you've got a lot going on there. But something really exciting that you've got going on coming up this holiday season, which is starting like now.
Yeah, actually it started last week. Last week was the first day, last Friday, the 23rd, and Saturday, the 24th. So we started last week. We were out front buying black, the holiday market. So we have black entrepreneurs there who are vending their products, most of them created by them and being marketed by them. So we're just excited about it, and this market, the Buy Black Holiday Market, will actually run, continue on Friday and Saturdays through December the 19th. So we just want everybody to come by and not only take a look at the businesses, but buy from the businesses, and you won't go wrong. We have all different kinds of brands, different kind of products, all kinds of things from the masks with matching scarves to the oils to juices from the Jugo Bar that they're created, and from products from the Village, the Greenhouse Village Market, which is located on Poplar.
Yes.
Right close to the university, and Camille Lancaster is owner of the greenhouse and has joined forces with us to bring together dozens and hopefully hundreds of businesses to the Buy Black Holiday Market.
Well, Camille, we're so happy that you're here as
Thank
a vendor.
You. Thank you.
And I just like the sound of your business. So why don't you tell us something about it?
Sure, sure. I am Camille Lancaster of The Greenhouse, and I have been a black entrepreneur for the last 25 years. And I'm really excited to be partnering with the CDC Market.
S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation.
Yes. I'm glad to partner with them. I have a market that I actually produce wellness products. And they're natural products that are healthy alternatives to medicine. Everything is plant-based in our store, and we're located at 1022 South Poplar Street here in Winston-Salem. And just to be able to bring that to another market, which is the market that we're speaking of today, is to me is just phenomenal. I think it's very important to be a black entrepreneur this day and age, and also to partner with such a, I think it's just a terrific event to be part of, and just marketing at the S.G. Atkins building last week, it just brought back so many memories, and I just think we're going to be able to do a lot of great things in the community, building up the community. I just think buying black is very important this day and age,
And also buying healthy. You said the nutritious things that you serve are in replacing medicine, but
yes,
plants are medicine.
Yes, they are.
So let's talk about some of the things that you provide, you offer in your market.
Sure. I am the creator of therapeutic blends of essential oils. And so what that is if a person calls me and says, I have arthritis, what I'll do is I'll actually blend a oil that's a plant-based oil, blend oils to address that issue for them. So we do everything from teas, root teas, herbal teas, We do juices that are based on, you know, from plants and fruits. We do cosmetics. We have a new cosmetic vendor on board with us, and all of her ingredients are all natural. We have vegan foods. We have vegan snacks. We have vegan desserts. We have vegan soaps. We have some people that make soaps for us right here in the community, black-owned business that make soaps for us. We have a whole soap bar in our, we call it a soap bar, in our store. So that's our focus. Our focus is to bring products that are going to be healthy for the community, that's going to help us just, you know, live good lives and stay well.
And things you, don't find anywhere else.
That's correct.
Exactly.
And,
right.
And what got me excited, Pat, when you talked about the type of vendors, these are things that people have created in our community to, to share and to sell, of course, but things that you won't find anyplace else.
Anyplace else. We have another a vendor, entrepreneur, who specializes in products for locked hair, for locks. It's so she'll have all of her brands that she created as well. And Camille is being a little modest. Camille was a hairstylist, so she used to do my hair. And one of the oils that she created was an oil that I've used for helping to grow hair.
Grow hair.
And it works. It works.
Pat, now, you have always had hair and a beautiful head of hair. Is Camille why? Is she why you have always had a beautiful head of hair?
No, but I've had little spots there that
I never noticed.
Need some nudging, right?
Need a little help.
That came from, you remember when we used to roll the hair in those pink rollers, and then we rolled them tight and it pulled out the hair on the side. You may not remember it, but I know there are some listeners do. I certainly do. So
listen, that's how ladies looked Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
that head was still rolled up.
Right. Yeah, in pink rollers.
Getting ready for Sunday.
People talked about you when you came out in public looking that way.
So we have those kinds of things, and we also We'll have a person who does purses. We have one lady who has, she does her own art. She's actually an artist, and she had her artwork there last week as well. I mean, she did every piece that we saw. Actually, beautiful, beautiful. And let me just add to this that, you know, this Buy Black initiative is just a perfect fit with the mission of S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation, which was started by Winston-Salem State University to support entrepreneurship that creates jobs and prosperity. So it's just a perfect fit for, and this is the right time.
This is the right holiday market.
Yeah. And also, but it's going to get you out of the house for a minute.
Yeah.
To go up to the Enterprise Center, and check out the market located once again where?
1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. And we are outside as well as inside. Most of the vendors chose to be on the outside last week. Yeah. And we had all different colors of tents, and it was just the rainbow, and we had our banners and that kind of thing. We had food.
Incredible energy, and that's what I like about it, participating in the market. I like because of the energy outdoors. We could spread out and we could call people in from the street, you know, where people would pass us on the street. We'd say, hey, you know, come over and shop with us. And, you know, they would get out of their cars and stop. Or either they would ask us, you know, what is it that you guys are doing? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that enables us to offer the community the things that we have there that are going to be good for them, which I think is just great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let me add, I did a little research, you know, as a former a reporter, you know how you want to just learn more about what you're doing. And I ran across this quote, and this was according to Nielsen's 2019 Diverse Intelligence Series reports. It reports that black spending power is currently at $1.3 trillion. $1 trillion. And it's estimated and on track to reach $1.5 trillion in 2021.
Amazing. That's a lot of spending power.
And why not exchange that, you know, among ourselves? We welcome everyone, but we need to trade and unite
and help build a community.
And help build a community.
That's what we're doing. We're building community. You're putting dollars back in the community. Mm-hmm. And especially for a person like me, an entrepreneur, you know, it helps us to get loans. Mm-hmm. Things that are going to help us build our business.
Mm-hmm. Build your brand.
Yeah. Build our brand. And that's important.
I think that's really important. And it also, we're talking about the Buy Black Holiday Market, and it just embellishes the principle of Kwanzaa, which is UJAMA, Cooperative Economics, says that we need to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses so we could profit from each other. You know, so we're well in line, you know, with that.
Just being unified.
So, Pat, tell us about the market. I know that one of the things that the Enterprise Center does is you bring in entrepreneurs, people who are starting their businesses, and you give them guidance and all that. So I guess that really answers my question is, where did you find these vendors in our community with all these wonderful products to sell?
Well, with partnership with the village, the Greenhouse Village Market, and William Fulton, who is with the Jugo Bar. He has connections with businesses. And these are businesses that don't have storefronts, right? And during this COVID, can you imagine how they've been really hurt in this market? So this was a vision that I had actually last year. And I talked with Carol Davis, who's our executive director, about it last year. And then we did not know that this was going, no one knew that COVID was going to happen. So this is the right time.
It is the right time.
It's the right time.
It's with like the divine order.
Yes. I do believe divine order. But we are now getting a lot of requests where people have heard about it last week. And I got today about 3 or 4 requests during from email, all kinds. One lady who's going to do some type of spiritual crafts that she will be doing. Another lady will be doing the butters, different kinds of butters. And we have a person who has an ice cream truck now who will be there this weekend as well. So, I mean, the vendors are coming. We have we have one person who's been vending over off Country Club Road. So she has several vendors that had been vending at Country Club Road. So they closed it last week, and she called me and asked if they could bring the vendors. So she has, she said, about 15 vendors. And they will start the weekend of November. So we're saying to your listening public that we have the products from clothing to fashions, artwork, wellness products, Christmas gifts, holiday gifts that you can purchase to come up and support us.
Talk about building community.
Building community.
The vendors that you have, people who come to visit, because people are going to come across town to see some stuff.
We got to get them across 52.
Got to get them across 52 because you got some good stuff.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. Getting people from the community and from across 52. How do you bring people across? How are you getting the message out?
Well, with programs like this, we got a lot of TV coverage last week. And that brought them out on Saturday. We had just a flow of people continuously. And I think it was due to the TV advertising, newspaper,
and then
radio.
Social media, too.
Social media.
So we do a lot of Facebook posting, Instagram posting. Twitter, all those social platforms that are out there. You know, people scroll those things every mm-hmm. day looking for, you know, great opportunities and great new things.
Well,
and
so make sure you include us.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So what I will ask the listeners and ask you to do is to go to Facebook and put in Buy Black Holiday Market, like it, and share it with everybody you know, all your friends. And that gives you information. It gives you details on the times. Yeah, by the way, the times are Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday from 10 until 3. And we still have slots available for vendors. We got about 5,000 square feet inside the building that we are doing social distancing. Mm-hmm. So masks are required. We make them available complimentary when you come in. We do take temperatures as well. We do have those regulations firmly in place. So tell your people to come over. We'll have vendors on the outside as well and the inside. So,
and once again, the Buy Black Holiday Market now until
December through December the 19th, weekends only. Friday and Saturdays right now. We may, we're always going to have Saturday, but Friday's now from 10 until 5. Friday's 10 to 5, mm-hmm. and 10 Saturday's 5. From 10 until 10 to 3. 3. Mm-hmm. They'll see the big banners in front of the Enterprise Center, and they will see a lot of signage and a lot of tents, colorful, beautiful tents that will be outside as well.
Pat, as always, thank you very much. Keep us up to date, okay?
And
share
thank
stuff
you,
on our social media pages as well.
Okay. All right, then. We appreciate you.
You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem, jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University.